This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Continuing our project of reading through the Bible by the end of this year, we begin today in the book of Amos. Amos 6:1 says, "Woe to you who are complacent in Zion, and to you who feel secure on Mount Samaria." What an oxymoron, complacent and secure. We see this in the Western world today. Verse 4 says, "You lie in beds inlaid with ivory and lounge on your couches. You dine on choice lambs and fatted calves. You strum away on your harps like David and improvise on musical instruments." The devil tempts man, but many don't know the idle man tempts the devil. It's been said, an idle life is the devil's workshop. When Amos saw the evil consequences of this in Israel, he cried out, "Woe to you who are complacent in Zion!" Israel's leaders had squeezed enough out of the poor to live in luxury. They were careless, callous, and cruel in their relationships. In their religious life, they were diligent but not devoted, formal but faithless, sensual but not spiritual. God hated it. Living for themselves, they put far away the thought of a day of judgment. Amos denounced their way of life and challenged them to prepare to meet their God by seeking Him and His way with all their hearts. His message is as relevant today as it was then. God still hates superficial, shallow religious activity, and He still looks for genuine repentance and humble trust in Him.